Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. You're here with Doug, filling in on Beatle Talk today. The topic today, I also want to say best wishes to Denny, who is recovering from arm surgery. We hope he gets better. Talking all things Beatles all night long. Very exciting. Ringo Starr was knighted, as we all know. The topic, though, for tonight's show, continuing on, if a member of the Beatles could have been a part of any moment in history, what would you have liked to see? If a Beatle could be a part of any moment in history, for example, maybe you'd want to see George Harrison at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Or perhaps Ringo Starr at the Battle of Appomattox. The number 201-332-3484, Beatles Talk. Filling in for Denny Wilcox, who's recovering from arm surgery. Also, still trying to get your favorites from the Ringo album. Everybody's talking about Give More Love, the latest album from the newly knighted Sir Ringo Starr. So please, call in with your favorites. I have to say, Ringo's new album, Give More Love, I'm preferential to King of the Kingdom, the song he wrote with Van Dyke Parks. And I have to say, Ringo's songwriting, this is definitely one of the best things Ringo's ever done. 201-332-3484, Beatles Talk. The topic is, if any of the Beatles could have been in any moment in history, what would you like to see? I'm getting a text here saying, actually, this is from Denny. Oh, this is exciting. Denny's saying he would want to see John Lennon as a juror at the Lindbergh baby kidnapping trial, which is very interesting. We also were very excited. Everybody's all abuzz now. There's a book coming out that is about the Beatles. There's not enough books about the Beatles. That's one thing. If I hear anybody say anything about the Beatles, I wish there was more things I could read about them is the first thing they say. And thankfully, there's a new book coming out called The Cutting Edge by Leslie Cavendish. The story of the Beatles hairdresser who defined an era. And that's coming out very shortly. And we all are very excited about the new mug, which is coming. It's going to be released next Thursday. There's going to be a Yellow Submarine mug being released, which the Beatles fan community is abuzz for the new mug. Is this call good? Welcome to Beatles Talk.
Hey, Doug, this is Fred in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Hey, Fred, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really great. I just wanted to first, before we get started, I want to say you're doing a really great job filling in for Denny. Denny, get well soon. We're all thinking about you.
We're thinking about him, and we're thinking about his arm.
Man, we really are. I do want to say, I wanted to ask you, before I do have something for the topic, but I did want to ask you first, how excited are you that Paul McCartney is reissuing his latest album?
He's reissuing the latest album.
Like his album New, which came out a few years ago, he's already reissuing it.
Well, that's aren't exciting, and that makes New.
That's great. I haven't heard that one. I do want, for the topic, any moment in history, I'd really like to see Ringo Starr at the birth of Christ.
Ringo Starr at the birth of Christ.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. I could see that happening.
I just think he would really add a lot of class. Everyone knows he is a world-class, really nice guy, and I think they probably could have used a little more of that there, too.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And are you excited about the mug?
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
Very exciting. Finally, a new Yellow Submarine mug.
I didn't think it would happen in my lifetime, but it's happening.
I'm thrilled that you're thrilled. Thanks for the call.
And hey, peace and love.
Peace and love. Again, filling in for Denny. Want to just send the best to his arm. Beatles Talk, you're on the show. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Yeah, I was thinking about times in history where the Beatles could be.
What would you like to see?
I would like to see the Beatles around for Beatlemania, but not the Beatles, so that they could enjoy the Beatles.
Very interesting. So you wish that the Beatles had a chance to just be fans of the Beatles.
Right, because that's the biggest crime.
Well, that's interesting. Well, let me ask you this. Which Beatle do you think would be Paul's favorite Beatle?
Which would be Paul's favorite Beatle? I think it would be Paul.
You think Paul would like Paul best? How about John?
I think so.
How about John Lennon?
I think that he also likes Paul.
Interesting. George, any insight into which Beatle would be George Harrison's favorite Beatle? If he had a chance to be a fan of the Beatles.
I think George likes Ringo, but really he likes Paul.
Interesting.
And he'll say that he likes Ringo.
Are you excited about the mug, which is coming out next Thursday?
What's coming out next Thursday?
The new yellow submarine mug is being released.
No, do you have to get it on Amazon or?
It should be available everywhere you can get Beatles merchandise.
Yeah, I'm going to get that.
I'm very excited about the mug.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say I am number 9.
Very good. I got that joke. That's great. Thank you for the
thank
call.
Thank you.
Okay, again, it's Beatles Talk, and we are talking about if a member of the Beatles could be at any moment in history, which moment would you have liked to see them at? I think there's something very intriguing about Paul McCartney being in attendance at the moment that a creature first crawled from the ocean. Him getting to witness that moment in evolution, I think, would be very exciting. Beatles Talk, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is the Walrus out in Brooklyn.
The Walrus, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, Doug. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. First things first, are you excited about the mug?
Very excited. I'll put it next to the mug that I currently have in my cupboard.
Great, great. And do you have something for the topic of which Beatle would you like to see at a different event in history?
Yeah, I think Ringo Starr should have been part of the Watergate break-in.
Very interesting. Which version of Ringo Starr? Because Ringo was around in the early 70s. Are you saying that early 70s Ringo Starr would be a part of the break-in?
Yes, with a big drooping mustache.
So you're talking about Ringo around the time of his hit albums,
Back
Ringo,
Off Boogaloo.
Back Off Boogaloo, the hit single Back Off Boogaloo, or the albums Ringo and Goodnight Vienna.
Yeah. Yes. Boku a Boop a Blues, maybe too.
Yes. Do you feel like Ringo would in any way contribute to the break-ins? Would he have added to the break-ins?
In a funny way, I think he would have been a good comedic foil to G. Gordon Liddy.
Interesting. So you could picture Ringo maybe saying, like, I'm not going to hold my hand over a candle.
Right. Just, I'd like to see him with a flashlight.
I need my hands
at the Watergate
drumming.
Hotel.
I need my hands for drumming.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Very good call, Wallace.
Thanks, Doug.
Again, this is Beatle Talk. This is Doug filling in for Denny, who just had arm surgery. And we send the best to Denny and to his arm. And hopefully he'll be back soon, but not too soon. Asking people what they think of the new mug, which is coming, the Yellow Submarine mug. It's being released next week. And the topic on the table is, if a Beatle could be at any moment in history, what moment would you want to see them at? Welcome to Beatles Talk.
Hi, Doug. This is Terry from Denver, Colorado.
Terry from Denver, Colorado. How are you tonight, Terry?
I'm doing great, and I gotta say, I am so excited about the mug.
Me too. I'm excited. I don't have the mug yet. No one has the mug yet, of course. I've seen some high-resolution photos of the mug, and I'm not sure what PNG, what is that? That is
I think that's a digital format.
Yes. I saw a PNG photo of the mug. It's very dynamic, and people are going to love this mug. So,
was that on the Fab Four forum?
It was actually on a private high-level Beatles group that I'm a part of.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Really not allowed to say a whole lot more than that.
I think I know which one, and I'm a member too, but yes.
Understand why we're not allowed to say that. Do you have something for the topic?
I do. So the Beatle that I would love to see at a historic event would be John Lennon at the signing of the Magna Carta.
Yes, that's a very... I can see that. I can see that. And do you feel, because would he sign it as well?
I think he would make it even better. I mean, the Magna Carta had such a huge influence on all medieval law and even our own American law.
But there, the one thing it's missing, if I could interrupt, is rudimentary sketches and doodles.
Exactly. I think that would engender a kind of lively and friendly tone to the document and really spread the message of the Beatles' peace and love throughout history.
He could have drawn
law in a great way.
If we were looking at the Magna Carta now and there was a cartoon illustration of John Lennon, a self-portrait of him next to his signature, I think it would change the world.
Yeah. With a drawing of his glasses somehow embedded in there.
Yes. With a little help from his friends. Thank you.
That's
thank
right.
You
with a little
call.
Help
thank
from
you
his
for
friends.
The call. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Welcome to Beatles Talk. This is Doug. We're filling in for Denny, who was recovering from arm surgery. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doug. This is Sean from Oakland.
Sean, welcome. Do you have anything for the topic tonight?
Yeah, I wish that Paul could have been at the New York mining disaster of 1941, because, quite frankly, I'd like to hear his song, his version of a song about that. I think it would be better than the Gibb Brothers song about it.
So you feel that him being present would help him write a superior version of a song about the historical tragedy that the Gibb Brothers captured in their song, New York Mining Disaster 1941?
Correct. And I think that he would have, I mean, if he was there, he would have written the song before them.
So, and he might have a leg up on them in terms of details that they, because the Gibb Brothers were not present for that. So Paul being on premises would give him insight into it that could add to his song.
Yes, and I would hope that in this alternate reality that the Bee Gees would still make the song, and it would be like how there was the movie and now there's a TV show about the J. Paul Getty kidnapping.
Interesting. Very interesting. And one quick thing, are you looking forward to the mug?
I'm so excited for the mug because...
We lost him. Welcome to Beatles Talk.
Hi. I'm wondering, what about an alternate drummer for the Beatles? What about Phil Collins? And I feel like Paul could definitely have added some vocal backup on some of Phil's major hits.
So you're taking a different approach with it. You're saying when Ringo is present at, say, the Battle of Appomattox, that leaves an opening, and you're saying that Phil Collins could then join the Beatles.
Exactly, yeah. I'm proposing, like, Phil Collins as drummer rather than Ringo, and I hope that's not offensive.
Are you saying, are we talking about the young Phil Collins who was in the audience for the filming of A Hard Day's Night? We're not talking about a 13-year-old Phil Collins. You're talking about Phil Collins, No Jacket Required era.
Well, I know that he started young, so he probably had the chops at that point, too.
So if that's the case, then you're saying that that In the Air Tonight could very well be a Beatles song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I really imagine, like, Paul's backing vocals. In the air tonight. Yeah.
And his bass. You picture,
oh, no.
Picture the bass that Paul would lay in on In the Air Tonight.
Yes, exactly.
It's very intriguing. One other question. Are you excited about the mug?
Am I excited about what?
The mug. The new mug that's coming out next week. There's a yellow submarine mug coming out next week.
Oh, well, if that's included with my Beatles Talk membership tote bag, then I'm very excited.
Great. As am I. As am I. Thank you for the call. And we all are excited about it.
I want you to get that in there.
Yeah, but that wasn't about their landlord. That was about something else.
I'll say that.
He used to act in my behalf.
It wasn't about you. I didn't know.
I wasn't aware of you then.
Right, I wasn't aware of you. Okay. Throughout our conversation, the phone company at one point, somebody came to the door and handed Dylan Fenler.
Out in the dirt fields and across the lake, all the farmers were out tilling the crops. And you could smell the dirt again as the farmers were out working. And they liked to work to the sound of the loons, which were breeding out on the lake. They worked their plows and made quite a mess out in the fields. And between the sound of the loons singing their songs, and the feel of the overalls, for which many of them were a little too tight, their minds tended to wander from this year's crop to matters a little more earthy. And we're not talking about the soil. No. Old Farmer Gary was thinking about the erotic bake of... was thinking about the erotic bake-off that would be taking place in the community parking lot this weekend. All the finest bakers in Wobegon would be focusing their skills on making the most lewd and lascivious cakes and pies and confections that a filthy mind could possibly conceive of. This is Garrison Keillor, and you're listening to A Porno Home Companion, broadcasting live from a supply closet at Ultimate Massage on Route 81 in downtown St. Paul, open 24 hours a day. The erotic bake-off was the talk of the town. Ms. Luann Magandance was thrilled to debut her 7-layer cake with vanilla frosting in the shape of a male organ. This was the cake that in its wholesome form could create a line at any school fundraiser. But now Luann would be making her filthy baking debut, and she hoped to win the blue ribbon. Her primary competition was Helen Abernathy, who was hard at work making sure her boysenberry cobbler was as fresh as could possibly be. and when she decided to make two cobblers in the shape of a lady's cleavage, she was certain she would win the grand prize. And if the competitors were looking to make their creations the utmost in erotic baking, the judges were looking to make things as erotic as they could on all fronts. Good old Gus Sanderson had been the fire chief for coming on 30 years at Lake Wobegon. He never had a lot of fires to put out since people were careful with their campfires and generally kept their chimney flues clean. But the burning he struggled with was in his loins. You're listening to Garrison Keillor hosting a Porno Home Companion, broadcasting live from a supply closet at Ultimate Massage on Route 81 in downtown St. Paul, open 24 hours a day. Press the buzzer and ask for Garrison. I should say, on a side note, things are not going well in many different ways, and this is... Let me resume the story. Old Gus saw himself as a bit of a libertine, so when he was asked to judge the erotic baking contest, he got a charge that started in his toes and ran up his body all the way to the hairs on his head. Simply put, old Gus was a sick, sick man. It took more and more for him to get his thrills these days. I should say we will hear more from this story of the erotic bake-off. But now we're going to hear something from the Good Time Banjo Boys. It's a little bit of music. Then we'll get back to old Gus and his demented ways. This is Garrison Keillor, and you're listening to a Porno Home Companion broadcasting live from a supply closet at Ultimate Massage on Route 81 in downtown St. Paul, open 24 hours a day. The door is locked. Press the buzzer and ask for Garrison. So old Gus wasn't sure what to do with himself on the line.
How about with God on our side? I wasn't thinking that.
I don't think I said that. I think you made that up.
I made up how about with God on your side. I said, how about that interview back in 64 with Mr. Jones of Melody Maker magazine is what I said, you know, but I didn't...
Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course John Worster, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.